US Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has accused Democrats of failing to discuss any reasonable deal put in front of them. This comes as reports circulated Monday suggesting Senate Republicans are planning to introduce a so-called skinny coronavirus spending bill worth around $1 trillion. In economic news Tuesday, housing starts ticked up more than 22% in July compared to the month before, a positive sign that the economy is rebounding. But it was a mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow Jones fell 0.2%, but the Nasdaq was up 0.7%, with the S&P also closing at a record high, ending the day up 0.2%, thus wiping losses seen earlier in the pandemic. In company news, Home Depot and Walmart released earnings that beat expectations, but both major US retailers closed the day in the red. William Denzelow, New York.